you continue to relax, finding yourself in a wonderfully relaxing position, a place where you can be undisturbed for just a little while, a place where you're free to simply let go. Simply close your eyes down now if you haven't already. Take a nice deep breath. And as you exhale, send a wave of relaxation out across your body from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And let's do that one more time. Nice deep breath in. And another wave of relaxation. Just relaxing you further and further down. That's good. That's good. Another thing about relaxation is that there is no bottom to it. There's no place where you need to stop. So let's continue to relax even more. And send another wave of relaxation. And just feel every muscle, every nerve, every fiber release and just let go. Letting go deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. Simply allow yourself to relax. Simply enjoy the comfort and the peace of this moment. There's nothing to do, nothing to worry about. Not right now. Right now is your time. Just your time to really relax and really let go. Just simply allow yourself a moment of absolute tranquility. A moment where you can allow all the sounds around you to simply fade into the distance. Allow the sounds of your own mind to simply fade into the distance. Deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper until it's just you. And you're breathing. Breathing in. Breathing out. Simply focusing on your breathing. Allowing everything else to simply fade away. Fading away as you allow yourself to go deeper and deeper. Relaxing every muscle, every nerve, every fiber. And really let go. And really let go. As you continue to relax, relaxing deeper and deeper with every gentle breath, simply find yourself now at the top of the set of stairs. Now at the top of the set of stairs is where you're at, looking down at the bottom of the stairs. You can see it's a wonderful, relaxing existence. Relaxing marvelously and wonderful once you've reached all the way at the bottom of the stairs. And I'm going to help you to find your way there. And what I'll do is simply this. In a moment, I'll ask you to begin walking downstairs. And as you do, I'll count from 10 down to 1. By the time I reach 1, you should be at the bottom of the stairs, very peaceful and very relaxed. And now as I begin counting, begin allowing yourself to just drift deeper and deeper, walking downstairs at 10 and 9 and really relax. 8. 7 and really let go. That's good. Going further and further down. Further and further down at 6 and 5. Way down. Sinking even deeper and deeper. Relax. At 4 and 3 and really let go. That's good. 3, 2, almost there. Almost there. Now 1 and way down. Really let go. Let go and just feel every muscle relax. From the top of your head all the way down your body. Cross your shoulders, down your spine, past your hips, past your thighs and your legs, down through your ankles and all the way down to the soles of your feet and the tips of your toes. Just really let go. That's good. That's good. And even though you're much more relaxed and deep state now than you were when we began, there's still another level. Another level into nice, deep trance that I'd like you to get to. It's the place where you want to go. It's a place where all of your possibilities, it's your own place of possibilities, a place where anything you want can be imagined, can take place. And now you're so relaxed, feeling so comfortable, peaceful, tranquil and at ease. From this point, I wouldn't ask you to walk anywhere. I wouldn't ask you to walk, and even so much as to lift a foot to go deeper. Now, at this point, there's an escalator. An escalator that you're standing in front of. Just see yourself standing in front of an escalator, getting ready to carry you down to the deep levels of relaxation. Knowing that as soon as you've reached the bottom, you'll be at a wonderfully relaxed, deeply comfortable and hypnotized place. A place where you surrender to your own place of possibilities, where anything you can imagine become your reality. A wonderful place. A place of your own design. I'm looking forward to that even now, stepping onto the escalator. It's there to carry you easily, effortlessly, further and further down. He's beginning to descend deeper and deeper now. 10 and 9, way down. And 8 and 7, relaxing further, more deeply, more peacefully. 6 and 5, halfway there now. Halfway there. 4 and 3, so tranquil, so peaceful, so very comfortable. Now all the way down, 2, 1, way down, and really let go, and really let go. Now there's amazing truism. It's true for all people. And that's simply this. That the more often you do a thing, the better and better at it you become. It's true in life, it's true for all people. It's also true for hypnosis. The more you practice, The more you allow yourself to simply relax, the better and better at relaxing you become. So the next time that you wish to go through hypnosis, either with me or somebody else, or even on your own in self-hypnosis, you'll find that this wonderfully relaxing deep level, this deep level is where you'll simply find yourself easily, effortlessly, instantly slipping right into any time you know that it's safe and appropriate time for you to go into hypnosis. You won't have to worry about it or try for it. Simply be there, easy, effortless, even instant. As soon as you know it's a safe and appropriate time for you to do so, simply close your eyes, take a nice deep breath, lights go out, and you're in a nice, wonderful, deep state of hypnosis. Even deeper now. That's good. That's very good. Very good. Continue to relax. Relaxing further and further. Each and every gentle breath, as you breathe in nice fresh oxygen, and as you breathe out, all the tensions of the day melt away down through your body, your mind releasing thought, releasing tension, the slightest apprehension or stress, wherever it may be. It's instantly and immediately released and melted right down through your body. It feels as though you're actually releasing it down through the soles of your feet, way down, and really let go. And really let go. That's good. Even deeper. Very good. Continue to relax. Relaxing more and more. Always relaxing even deeper. Even deeper now. Now, as you know, the reason that you're here is because you'd like to lose a few pounds. Here's how you're going to do it. Starting tomorrow morning, you'll have 3 meals per day. You will have breakfast, you will have lunch, and you will have dinner. You'll find that after eating a regular meal, your stomach will feel so full and so satisfied that you just cannot add anything to that full, satisfied feeling. And you'll find that this wonderful, full, and satisfied feeling will last right up to your next regular meal. Now, if for any reason you feel the desire to eat between your regular meals, all you have to do is stop, close your eyes, take a nice deep breath, and as you slowly exhale this deep breath, that feeling, that desire will dissolve and disappear. Your stomach will once again feel so full and satisfied, you just couldn't add anything else to that wonderful, full, and satisfied feeling. And you've decided to take control of your life instead of allowing life and food to control you. And when you sit down to one of your 3 regular meals, when the food is right in front of you, there's nothing else for you to do but begin to eat. You'll briefly close your eyes and say silently but forcefully to yourself the words, "one half." Then you'll open up your eyes and begin to eat your meal. And you're going to be amazed to find that after you've eaten about one half of the food on your plate, your stomach feels so full, so satisfied, it would be impossible for you to add to that wonderful, full, and satisfied feeling. You'll push away the plate from you as you do, and even as you're pushing away your plate, you'll develop this wonderful, proud feeling, just knowing that you now control food, and that no longer does food control you. From this time on, you're only going to eat those foods that you know in your mind are conducive to good health and weight loss. What this statement really means is that you're going to stay away from junk food. The donuts, the ice cream, the chips, pizzas, all the other greasy, garbage junk foods. I repeat, you will only eat foods that you know in your own mind are conducive to good health and weight loss. Don't worry. You're going to continue to enjoy the foods that you do eat, because we're not here to take any enjoyment away from you. Once you've attained your goal weight, you will eat only enough, I repeat, only enough to maintain this newfound slim, trim, healthy, beautiful body. Now, as you know, there's only one way for anyone to lose weight, and that is to take in fewer calories than you use. In order to do this, you'll have to have a constant control of your eating habits. Constant control. In order to achieve this constant control, there are two things that are absolutely necessary. The first is self-esteem. Let's face it, you have to like yourself. Many people at the subconscious level do not like themselves for whatever reason, whether it's real or imagined. But because they don't like themselves, they feel that they are not worthy of achieving the weight loss that they desire. So let's understand something. You are a very special and a unique person. On this entire planet, billions and billions and billions of people, there is no one exactly like you. In the entire past history of man on this planet, there has never been another person exactly like you. If there was, there'd be no need for you to be here now. Look, in the future, there never again will be a person exactly like you. If that was necessary again, there would be no reason for you to be here now. What that means is that you are unique. You're one of a kind. Zingos. They made you, they threw away the mold. You are just as good as anyone else. So, you deserve to achieve and maintain this weight goal you desire. In addition to that, you now become aware of your body. So many people are not aware of how their bodies look, how they walk, or even how they talk. You now become aware of how you look right now, and how you will look once you've achieved your weight goal. You'll find these two things help you to achieve that constant control of your eating habits, which is absolutely necessary to achieving the weight loss. Secondarily, and more importantly, to maintain the weight loss. Now let the goal of achieving your ideal weight become your number one priority, as opposed to that other priority of eating for false pleasure or security. That priority, you'll find, is only a momentary, just a fleeting thing. It only lasts for as long as you're eating. Now, this may be another reason why people tend to overeat, because they want to prolong that full, satisfied feeling. That feeling that makes them feel so full and so complete inside, even though they may know that it's actually a false feeling, that it's really just a feeling of being full and being content with being full. But they've done it for so long and it feels so good that they want to continue that. But now that's all behind you. That was all yesterday. Yesterday when you depended on food as a source of your fulfillment. Yesterday when you wrongly depended on food as a source of your contentment and feeling okay and satiated, comfortable in your own world. That was all yesterday, but today is not yesterday. Today is today. And today is the day that you decided to take back control of your life, particularly in respect to food, once and for all, permanently. And that knowledge is going to sink deep, deep inside of you. It's going to sink deep inside where it resonates with your very core, where it resonates with your very being, feeling wonderful, positive, re-strengthened, uplifted, secure, and confident in yourself, in who you are, and in your ability to maintain this decision permanently. And that will continue to sink deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper, relax. And even as you continue to sink deeper and deeper, all these suggestions take complete and thorough effect on your mind, your body, your very being, relaxing even more deeply. Imagine you're at a time, some future time, whether it's a time 5 months from now, 5 days from now, 2 weeks from now, whatever it is. Imagine that you're at a time in the future. You're sitting at a table and you're eating food. You just see yourself. You see yourself putting down your plate after you've eaten about half of it. Pushing back the food. Not because you're trying to prove something, but because you've recognized that your body is truly content right here, having eaten just about half of the food. And that there's nothing that you can do to add to that full, satisfied feeling. Not one more bite wouldn't make it any better. Not one more taste would make it taste any better. You've started to do something wonderful. You're listening to your body. You're listening to your body, and it's telling you that you're full, that you're satisfied, that you've had enough. Not when you're bursting at the seams and just can't possibly take another bite. That's not full. That's overindulgence. That's eating to excess. But when your body's about 80% full, about 80% full, and you'll know this because you've started to listen to your body now, and your body will tell you, will report to you, that it's full, that it's satisfied, that it's content. And your knowledge that you just couldn't possibly add one more thing to that full, satisfied feeling is what gives you the ability, the desire, in fact, to push away that plate. And in pushing away that plate while there's still food on it, while there's still about half of the food on it, brings about a warm, strong, confident feeling. Not the boisterous confidence of see what I did. It's not confidence. Nobody ever believes it anyway. But the quiet confidence that comes from just, it's like a knowing. Just knowing that within, deep within yourself, you have taken back control of your life, and particularly where it recurs to food, particularly in that area. You've taken back control of your life, and you feel good about that. You feel good, you feel wonderful. Now as all these suggestions continue to sink deeper and deeper inside of you, taking full effect on your conscious and unconscious mind, simply relax even deeper, feeling them take full and complete effect on your mind, body, your conscious and unconscious. just my complete and total effect. Now, in just a moment, I am going to count you up. In a moment, I'll count to five. At five, eyes wide open, fully alert, feeling refreshed, rejuvenated, recharged, in charge, wonderful, confident, maybe more confidence and inner strength than you felt in a long, long time. But just before I count you up, I want you to realize that there's something that you're going to notice, something you'll notice over the course of the next few days. You won't have to look for it. It'll simply be there. It'll be there. Somehow brighter, somehow bolder than ever before. What it is you'll notice, it's this color, the color red. That red, red, red. And each and every time that you see the color red, all of these suggestions will be strengthened over and over, growing stronger and stronger each and every time you see the color red over the course of the next few days. You won't have to look for it. You won't have to try and keep it around. It'll simply be there. It'll simply be there, more eye-popping, more eye-catching than ever before, brighter, clearer, somehow cleaner than ever before, that red, red, red. And each and every time that you see that color red over the course of the next few days, all these suggestions that I've just given to you will be strengthened over and over, many times over, each and every time you see the color red over the course of the next few days. Now, you're completely relaxed. I'm going to begin counting now from 1 to 5. And at 5, eyes wide open, fully alert, refreshed, rejuvenated, and ready to go. Beginning now with a count of 1. And just feel yourself beginning to come up. That's right. That's right. Good. At 2, a nice deep breath. Oxygen, sending oxygen-rich, fresh blood throughout all of the large muscles in your arms, your legs, your torso, rejuvenating them, re-strengthening them, resurging power and strength through them, making them strong, vibrant, ready to go. At 3, the eyes behind your eyelids just wash over. Wash over with a nice, cool feeling like through a mountain stream. Or a nice fresh spring feels so cool and refreshing right there behind your eyelids. At 4, a wonderful sense of well-being wraps you over and over from head to toe like a nice warm blanket, feeling good, powerful, positive, uplifted, strong, and encouraged in every way. Now on the next count, eyes wide open, fully alert, and feeling wonderfully rested. 5. Excellent. Thank you very much for enjoying this series. Goodbye. We'll see you next time.